The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Are you looking for a new and empowering lens through which to view your life and your health? Then register now for Get Healthy with Sound, a weekend workshop with Eileen McCusick, an innovator in the fields of therapeutic sound, electric health, and the human biofield, May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn easy and accessible techniques to reduce stress, improve focus, and increase energy. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels, combined with the wisdom of Tarot, and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey everybody, it is Radley, and today I would like to talk to you a little bit about Archangel Ariel. So Ariel's name means the lioness of God. I depict her in my card deck, Angel Wisdom Tarot Cards, on the strength card. And so to me, Archangel Ariel is a feminine energy, comes with very bright red hair, but is not your typical archangel from the standpoint of not running around in flowing robes, those kinds of things. Archangel Ariel, first of all, is the archangel of nature. As the archangel of nature, the way she presents to me is very elven, very much like Lord of the Rings, the elves. She's in a green tunic and green pants, and she runs through the forest very quickly, protecting nature and protecting the animals and making sure that they're okay. Ariel is also considered to be the archangel, therefore, of manifestation and abundance, prosperity, because all things that we have, no matter what they are, my reading glasses, my card deck, my flash drive, it all comes from nature in one form or another. That's why she's associated with abundance and prosperity. But the thing that I think that is particularly important for us to be remembering is that Archangel Ariel is the Archangel of Courage. Now, in a previous video, we had talked about Archangel Michael and the fact that he is the Archangel of Safety and Protection and Life Purpose. But it doesn't do us a whole lot of good to feel safe and protected and to have clarity on what our life purpose is and what it is that we want to do with our lives if we don't have the courage to go for it. If we don't have what we need in our hearts to be able to fuel those desires and to take advantage of those types of benefits of safety and protection and clarity, if we don't have the courage to go for the things that we want. And so Archangel Ariel becomes very critical. She is the Archangel of Courage. I think of Ariel and Michael as being together a lot. To me, they have this ability to act like good-natured siblings or good-natured friends who have different but very complementary gifts and abilities to provide to people. If I want to feel safe and protected and courageous, I'm going to call on Michael and I'm going to call on Ariel. I remember very clearly a time in my life. This would have been in early 2021, where Ariel was appearing to me constantly. I would go for what I call my angel walks. And on these angel walks, I would just go outside and go for a walk, and I would do my prayers and meditations to my guardian angels and all the archangels that I wanted to ask for assistance from. And then I would just sort of quiet my mind and put myself in neutral and see what archangel showed up. And it was Ariel for a long time, like daily. And it really got to this place where I literally even asked her, it's like, why are you here? Because she just kept showing up. And she's very fun and very good natured and kind of giggly, but not in a silly way, just that she's in on the joke of life. She really wouldn't give me a lot of clarity. It wouldn't be until now, 3 years later, that I would have in recent months gotten the understanding and the revelation of, oh, now I know why you were here. You were here because I was going to be manifesting some big and powerful things, but I was also going to need courage in ways that I had never imagined, that I had not seen coming, that courage that would need to develop, which makes her perfect for having been on the strength card. Think of the strength card in tarot as being inner strength. It's where we have strength and courage that we don't even realize we have. We're not even awake to it. We can't even envision the amazing things that we are capable of, because the courage is missing in our lives, or the revelation has not happened, or the healing has not occurred. But we don't realize that we, as children of the divine, have unlimited ability to be able to make changes to our lives. It just takes us being in a place where we feel safe and protected, where we have the epiphany that we need, and we have the clarity, and we have the courage. Now, having courage means having, a lot of times, courage and safety and protection means having our basic needs met. And so this is where Ariel shows up for us from the standpoint of manifestation, abundance, prosperity. We are going to need things. If we are totally lacking in the things that we feel make us feel safe, make us feel protected, make us feel nurtured, make us feel fed emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, then we're not going to get very far in what it is that we are trying to manifest in our life. And so having Archangel Ariel here to help us, to present to us what I call metaphorical gold coins. Because if you work with Ariel, she will give you in your mind's eye these gold coins and say, here they are, manifest what you need from them. And we take those things into our heart and those coins into our heart, and we take those and say, I am going to have faith that I can manifest and create what I need to create. Now, Archangel Ariel typically comes in a pale pink color. My camera and lighting of the day is not really giving this color its true form. This is a very fuchsia pink. This is more a Jophiel color, who we'll talk about in another video. But this really is actually a pale pink shirt. It's just showing up electric pink. But think of a pale pink as being the color of Ariel. So if you want to be calling upon Ariel, then you might want to do that by envisioning pale pink colors. Again, for me, Ariel is this beautiful ginger-haired female energy, but Ariel can show up to you in any form, in any fashion that is the right version for you. I think it's also really important, to the extent that you can, to always be working with your guardian angels whenever you're working with an archangel, to bring them in to be people to help clarify things, to take their own part in whatever that might be of how to help you to manifest or create what it is that you're wanting to create. So bringing your guardian angels is always an important thing to do. So that's your brief little summary there on Archangel Ariel. I highly recommend working with her. Again, she's great to work with Archangel Michael if you are already working with Michael. If you've not heard the video on Michael, go give it a listen, because I think you'll see right away how these things go together very well. Stay tuned after the break for your message from the angels regarding your personal questions.
Are you looking for a new and empowering lens through which to view your life and your health? Then register now for Get Healthy with Sound, a weekend workshop with Eileen McCusick, an innovator in the fields of therapeutic sound, electric health, and the human biofield, May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn easy and accessible techniques to reduce stress, improve focus, and increase energy. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
Welcome back. It's time for your personal message from the angels regarding your questions of the heart. Hey, everybody, it is Radley here with the Angelic Weather Report for April 14th through the 20th. So this week, we are using a deck that I haven't used in quite a while. We are using Fairy Tarot cards. So maybe this isn't the Angelic Weather Report as much as it's the Fairy Tarot Weather Report for this particular week. Now, we'll be using this for the Fairy Tarot Weather Report, I guess. And for your personal archangels that will help you out during this week, and also for your personal reading from me, we will be using Archangel Power Tarot cards. So let's go ahead and take a look at the cards. I've decided to start doing something a little bit different, so let me give you an idea of what that looks like. So here we have the cards. These three cards, we have three cards that represent the Angelic or Fairy Tarot weather report. And then we have this fourth card over here that's sort of on the kilter. And this kilter card is the card where you may find yourself challenged this particular week, where the energy could be a little bit difficult for you and how to go about working on that. So let's see what the first card is. And the first card from Fairy Tarot cards is Queen of Winter. So those of you who follow me a lot will know that this is my favorite court card. I really love the Queen of Winter. She is strong and patient and self-sufficient and funny. And so this card says, let go of people or things that no longer serve you. Now is the time to focus on your career, unmarried or divorced individuals. So the Queen of Winter is a card that I love because she has done it all. She has seen it all. She has experienced it all. And she walked away with a sense of humor. She also has this ability and this sort of energy that is all about making sure that you understand that she is here to help you and she will do whatever she can unless you don't help yourself. So for the energy of the Queen of Winter, we have Archangel Metatron. So I believe we had Archangel Metatron for the first card last week as well. So Metatron is an archangel that is about focus and balance and time warping. So maybe you're going to have a lot of work that you need to do, but it doesn't feel like time warping with a Queen of Winter. The Queen of Winter would be more about focus and boundaries. But also Metatron is about working with very sensitive people. So if you're feeling a little sensitive this week while you deal with energies that come from the Queen of Winter, that can make a lot of sense. Your second card is Five of Summer. This card says, trust that there is a reason for everything that happens. Remove yourself from the negative emotions of others, focusing on that which frightens or worries you. So here's the thing. So Queen of Winter, we have this energy that's talking about sort of letting yourself be free of the energy that is not helping you, whether that is other people or whether that is a situation. And then we've got the Five of Summer that's really talking about the need to release yourself from that and the need to be able to be free of it and not being in a place where you focus on the negative too much. So I'm really focused on that second sentence, removing yourself from the negative emotions of others. Helping us with that this week is Archangel Uriel, which makes absolute sense. Uriel is the Archangel of Brilliant Epiphanies, Emotional Healing, and Life Transformation. Makes a lot of sense for those of you who are going through something like that. Next up for this card, we have Divine Guidance. Oh, so I did that in the wrong order, but that's okay. So what's our next card? Our next card is Two of Spring, a bright future that manifests itself through hard work and creativity, partnering with others who share your dreams, great progress being made. I always like to look at the first few cards of any particular suit and kind of see what's been happening. With Ace of Spring, we have this amazing energy that is there that's like starting something new. Two of Spring is this like, okay, great, we've moved to the next level. That's awesome. Three of Spring is like long-term planning, but we're right now at Two of Spring. So this is really good. This is about having made a lot of success and getting someplace we want to go. And helping us with that is Archangel Sandalphon. Sandalphon is the Archangel of Music, but I also love Archangel Sandalphon from the standpoint that he is the Archangel of Prayer. He lifts up our prayers. So maybe the help that we have is not just help from some other person, but also angelic help to get us where we need to be. Now, we had a little bit of challenging energy with Five of Summer, but I think, so here's our challenging energy. It's the Strength card, all right? The Strength card. So to me, well, this card says the grace and inner strength needed to overcome challenges, the power of kindness and forgiveness, time to embrace how wonderful you are. These are things where you may not be feeling that. You may not be feeling particularly strong. You may not be feeling that you are very wonderful. You may not be feeling very forgiving at this particular point. And yet this is energy that you're going to be needing. We've got a message, a story here. I really do think that talks about doing life transformation work, releasing the things that are no longer serving you, but doing so in a place where you feel like you have the strength and courage that is necessary to do that and to do so in a forgiving way. And there we go, the perfect archangel for that, Azrael, the archangel of healing sorrow and pain and difficult emotional situations and helping us to be able to walk away from things that no longer serve us in such a way that we can find true peace. So that's our angelic weather report for this week. Now, what I want you to do next is I want you to give some thought to what it is that you might be interested in having a reading from me if you had the opportunity to ask any question you wanted to. Think about what question that might be. And in the meantime, I am going to pull cards from Archangel Power Tarot cards. So think about that question while I shuffle. What would you ask me if you were sitting in front of me and I was pulling cards just for you? What would you like that to be? So once you have that question in your head, I want you to think about whether or not you feel drawn to card number one, card number two, card number three, or card number four. For your question, you felt drawn to card number one, then that answer is Knight of Ariel, Knight of Ariel. There is so much to accomplish. Make a very detailed plan, being watched over by someone kind. I think of this as being the card that represents guardian angels for us. The Knight of Ariel is the only one of the four knights that is not currently in movement, is just sort of sitting there. So he does represent planning and not necessarily taking a lot of action right this minute. If you chose card number two, you got Ace of Michael, a wonderful new idea. But the card asks you not to let bumps in the road hinder your progress. Clear up communication problems with others. I always call this the speed bump card. If you've got a few things that kind of get in your way, don't let them keep you from moving forward. Now we have another ace, Ace of Gabriel, a gift of passion, opportunity, and inspiration. The chance to do something amazing, a sense of wonder. So this is a card that's a wonderful opportunity that comes your way, that has this great energy to it and really lives up to the desire of your passions. Finally, we have Ten of Michael. Sometimes I like to talk about the fact that since I've done so many decks, I've done seven tarot decks, that sometimes there's a card that just sticks out for me. This is my favorite card of Ten of Michael in traditional tarot. That's Ten of Swords. And so instead of some person that's lying dead in a pool of blood, we've got a ballerina who is taking her final bow, her swan song. And it says, a situation has ended and you are finally free. New opportunities for happiness will now follow, putting the past behind you. There you have it. You've got your angelic slash fairy weather report for this particular week. Keep in mind, I've got all kinds of wonderful things and exciting things that are coming up. You can find out all about them by going to radleyvalentine.com. I've also got some live events that are coming up over the towards the end of the summer and into fall, and you can find those at radleyvalentine.com/events. In the meantime, have a fantastic week, and may the fairies be with you.
You've been listening to The Angel Tarot Show with Radley Valentine. To discover more, visit radleyvalentine.com/podcast. Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.